Given our culture's obsession with technology, and given the pioneering application of technology in the good-to-great companies, you might expect that technology would absorb a significant portion of the discussion in our interviews with good-to-great executives. We were quite surprised to find that fully 80% of the good-to-great executives we interviewed didn't even mention technology as one of the top five factors in the transition. Furthermore, in the cases where they did mention technology, it had a median ranking of fourth, with only two executives of 84 interviewed ranking at number one. If technology is so vitally important, why did the good-to-great executives talk so little about it? Certainly not because they ignored technology. They were technologically sophisticated and vastly superior to their comparisons. Furthermore, a number of the good-to-great companies received extensive media coverage and awards for their pioneering use of technology. Yet the executives hardly talked about technology. It's as if the media articles and the executives were discussing two totally different sets of companies. Nucor, for example, became widely known as one of the most aggressive pioneers in the application of mini-mill steel manufacturing, with dozens of articles and two books that celebrated its bold investments in continuous thin-slab casting and electric arc furnaces. Nucor became a cornerstone case at business schools as an example of unseating the old order through the advanced application of new technologies. But when we asked Ken Iverson, CEO of Nucor during its transition, to name the top five factors in the shift from good to great, where on the list do you think he put technology? First, no. Second, no. Third, nope. Fourth, not even. Fifth, sorry, but no. The primary factors, said Ken Iverson, were the consistency of the company and our ability to project its philosophies throughout the whole organization, enabled by our lack of layers and bureaucracy. Stop and think about that for a moment. Here we have a consummate case study of upending the old order with new technology, and the CEO who made it happen doesn't even list technology in the top five factors in the shift from good to great. The same pattern continued throughout the Nucor interviews. Of the seven key executives and board members that we interviewed, only one picked technology as the number one factor in the shift, and most focused on other factors. A few executives did talk about Nucor's big bets on technology somewhere in the interview, but they emphasized other factors even more. Getting people with a farmer work ethic on the bus, getting the right people in key management positions, the simple structure and lack of bureaucracy, the relentless performance culture that increases profit per ton of finished steel. Technology was part of the Nucor equation, but a secondary part. One Nucor executive summed up, 20% of our success is the new technology that we embrace, but 80% of our success is in the culture of our company.